Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sophia with an F. We have a lot to talk about this week, like the fact that Howard Stern apparently was talking shit about me. We'll get into that in a second. Before we get into the episode, let's go down the checklist. I know it's everyone's favorite part. You can fucking turn it off after this and after you do all of these things. Rate and subscribe to the show, please. I think I have like 70,000 something ratings. Half of them hate me, half of them love me, half of them were done before I even had a fucking show. You guys know the whole background with that. If you can rate the show 5 stars and subscribe, it helps me so much. It helps me continue making a podcast. Besides that, you can follow me on all of my socials, Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y. I have merch that dropped a few weeks ago. It is the cutest, comfiest thing at sophiafranklin.com. And I'm out of breath, so let's get into the show. This week, it is just going to be you and I, Sloots, except not really, because I have my cousin Alex here playing producer. The reason is I just did an entire episode, okay? I recorded for, I think it was an hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours, and I went to upload it. And I realized I wasn't even fucking recording.
Just saying, if I was in the picture, that wouldn't have happened. So not only am I this person's producer, assistant, you know.
Lifeline.
Mailman at this point.
Alex, you weren't supposed to talk yet, so just please. You can speak at the end of the episode. I'm just kidding, guys. I've got my stage mom here. Kris Jenner, watch the fuck out. Alex Franco is in town.
I'm Kris Jenner and you're Chloe. Just kidding. I'm obviously Kylie.
Okay, I'm Kendall. We'll see. So, guys, let's get into it. Apparently, Howard Stern, you may know him, which Alex, by the way, that's our grandma's last name.
Stern?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we might be related to him.
So she's going to be really excited when he takes me out on Valentine's Day.
He's like fucking 70. Alex wants to fuck Howard Stern.
I will. Howard, I don't know what you're doing February 14th. My schedule is wide open. And that's not the only thing that's wide.
Oh my God. He talked about an episode I have done previously. It was with Paige Lorenz where she talks about Armie Hammer. And he was talking about it and my name was brought up and he was talking shit. Like, it wasn't like a positive thing, but honestly, I would rather Howard Stern talking shit about me than not talking about me at all. Do you agree,
Absolutely.
Alex? 100%.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, I sound like those bitches in like abusive relationships and they're like, I'd rather he's ruining my life than not be with him.
That hits too close to home, but we'll keep going.
That's not a domestic violence joke. I've been in an abusive relationship before, you guys. I'm just making light of the situation. Anyways, let's move the fuck on before I get taken off air. Let's start with a mental health check. I know what you guys are expecting from me. You guys are expecting me to say, guys, I'm really down. I'm not feeling too well. I'm probably at a six. I'm sad for whatever reason or have anxiety, or the list goes on and on. Nope. No. This week, I want to say like an 8 or a 9. Truly. I'm telling you, I have not felt this amazing in a long time. So, wow. The amount of times my doctor or my therapist have told me to just try to move my body for 30 minutes a day and eat healthy, you would think I would have listened to them. But no, it took a very scary health issue for me to do it. But it works. They weren't lying. So,
Happy New Year!
Shout out. Speaking of working out, I went for a hike the other day. I'm a workout queen. And I was walking past this like neighborhood I have to walk through to go to this trail. And I walked past Lisa Barlow's house. And for those of you who don't know who that is, she is one of the stars of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I did what any millennial would do. I grabbed my phone and I started filming myself outside of her house. And I made like a joke and it was like really fucking funny, but I can't remember what it was. Anyways, I'm filming myself on Instagram and I'm like, guys, Lisa Barlow's house, like just having a blast in her front yard, playing with her dog, playing fetch with her kids.
Getting her mail.
Getting her mail, rolling around in the grass. And I had this flash of consciousness where I was like, why the fuck would you film yourself in front of somebody's house? Like literally publicizing where they live. Like that is so beyond fucked up. If someone,
I'm trying to think, would Lisa Barlow do that in front of Sophia Franklin's house? Can someone comment on that? I would love to know.
Absolutely fucking not. Dude, okay, if someone did decide to do that in the front of my house, I would call the police. I'd be so pissed. Like, just don't. Let's segue because we are going to discuss some hacks right now. They are hacks that I have been hoarding. They have to do with your phone. They have to do with catching someone cheating. And they have to do with me. Most importantly, me and some bullshit that happened to me the other day. I'm getting fucking furious just talking about it. I'm going to calm myself down. I am sitting with one of my friends, and she gets a notification from this app called Telegram. And for those of you who don't know what Telegram is, time for a fucking wake-up call. Telegram is an app that's similar to WhatsApp in that you can text on it and talk on it. But the thing is with Telegram is that it's fully encrypted messaging, meaning it can't be traced at all. And I'm trying to think of the people that I know that use it. They're always using it for reasons that could be considered unethical. Let's just put it that way. Drug dealers, hitmen, the mafia, politicians, and fucking cheaters, okay? They're all congregating on this little stupid app called Telegram, and they're all being shady together, and I'm pissed. Back to my story. My friend gets a notification saying that the guy that I am currently seeing, let's just fucking call him Greg.
Greg.
Old Greg.
Shut up. Up like the fucking YouTube video that for some reason Bailey's. Everyone's fucking seen.
If you guys haven't seen that YouTube video, old Greg, you need to stop this fucking podcast and go watch it. Okay, old Greg has joined fucking Telegram. When my friend told me that Greg joined Telegram, I was like, hold the fuck on. You need to talk me through this. You need to help me come up with a game plan. I was freaking the fuck out, and I still kind of am. Now listen, like the toxic queen, K-W-E-E-N, I am, I started plotting an elaborate ruse
to catch this motherfucker. I was like, my mind was racing a million miles per minute. I'm thinking of when and how I'm going to get into his phone and catch him and eat him alive and collect his life insurance and fucking destroy and conquer the world. And while I'm fucking fuming, my friend is like, girl, I love you. Catch him. Ruin him. I've got your back. But the thing is, Telegram has this feature where the messages disappear. It's called like self-destruct mode or some bullshit. And the second someone reads the message will disappear from both of the phones. So then I'm in a little bit of a predicament and I just don't know what the fuck to do because now I realize it would be fucking pointless to go through his phone. And then 5 minutes pass by and then I realize that I didn't even care. And this is going to sound so bad. I'm just at a point in my life where I don't care to find out if someone is cheating on me. That sounds really sad and cynical. I just don't have the time or energy to spend playing how to catch a cheater. In my mind, I just think, do your thing. If you want to go cheat, go cheat. It will eventually surface. So with that said, does it mean I'm not going to confront him though? Because that is one of my favorite fucking things to do. Stir up the pot. I confront him and he says, Sophia, honey, baby, darling, sweetie, my angel.
Oh my God. Anytime a guy uses that line, it's like they are doing some shady ass fucking shit.
So you're saying he's cheating on me.
I mean, in my defense, that's usually what follows after that.
Perfect. Thank you. He says, baby, I joined Telegram because it is just so easy to hack into people's phones these days. It's a safety precaution. I think you should get it on your phone. And you have the password to my phone, Sophia. You can look through everything anytime you want, and you know that. And that was it. And I was just like, I love you so much. Thank you for indulging me. I don't believe you for even 2 fucking seconds. Catch me on Telegram and Signal. By the way, Signal is another one of these apps. I'll be on there. You'll be getting plenty of notifications. Fucking asshole. You can take the toxic out of the girl, but you can't take the girl out of toxic.
What?
That doesn't even make any fucking sense. Nothing he could have said would have put me at ease. So I don't even know why I confronted him. Probably because I just like to be like, I know everything. I have eyes everywhere. I have spies everywhere. So I will just keep you guys updated on my relationship status. Because right now it's single. So men listening, slide the fuck in. I've got another hack, and this one is paramount. So listen the fuck up. If you are sitting at home, like me, and you're on your phone, and you are texting lonely, horny dudes, aren't we all? Make some fucking money, okay? Make some money doing it. My mom actually showed me a TikTok, and this girl mentions all of these sites that you can apply to, and pretty much your fucking job would be to sit on your couch with a glass of wine and a taco and text back these dudes. If I would have known this shit existed when I graduated college at what, 22?
Damn, I'm 23 and I'm still in college. What are you trying to prove? Show me the apps, man. Show me the TikTok.
No, but if I would have known about this, I would have never gotten my economics degree and worked in a financial firm for 4 years because that got me so far. That was sarcasm. None of that shit made me money. This makes me money, what I'm doing right now, talking about sex. So texting dudes back for however much they pay, I would love to find that out. If anyone does this for a living, please reach out to me. But guys, gals specifically, or dudes who want to pretend they're gals, All of these sites are going to be like, fuck you. You should not have said that. But whoever wants to do this or try this, you should. Let me tell you what they are. She Flirt Bucks. That's such a good name. She Flirt Bucks. Friendly, but that's spelled not with an F, not like Sophia with an F, with a PH.
Friendly with a PH.
Mm-hmm. Chat Recruit, Our Little Secret. Holy shit, I almost named my show that, Our Little Secret. Aww. And then I was like, it's too close to Pretty Little Liars and like too cheesy.
I think there's a show called Our Little Secret, but you know, we can go with Pretty Little Liars.
No, you're thinking Big Little Lies.
Oh, whatever.
Our Little Secret, and the last one is My Girl Fund. So fucking get rich and get them hard and make your money, and all you have to do is fucking text.
Get that bread, get that head, then leave. Peace out.
Exactly.
Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's five floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind.
SLU University. Hi, students. I have a lot on the agenda. Excuse me, curriculum, because we are in SLU University. It's the only degree that fucking matters. Just ask Ivanka Trump.
Do you mean Melania?
No. Excuse me, Melania Trump. Just kidding. I actually idolize her. But regardless, this SLU University segment is going to be extremely important. It might ruffle some feathers. I'm about to give you some tips and techniques you can use, but I have gotten in trouble in the past for making content catered to men, okay? And I am the first person to come on here and say that sex is not about pleasing your dude or your man by any means. You should always go into a sexual experience caring about your orgasm.
It's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
You should always go into sex focused on your enjoyment, but also his, but yours is priority, okay? However, I think women should be able to discuss things that they have done in the bedroom that has worked wonders and made their guy come explode on their face instantly. and fucking rocked their guy's world. I think that women should be able to discuss that and not be called anti-feminist or pick me or, you know, whatever the fuck we would be called. Whatever, okay? You guys get my point. And honestly, I can only hope that dudes are out there having sex and then talking to their bros when they get back to their place and talking about what they did in the bedroom to make a girl come, so we can just all share the knowledge and we can all be having more orgasms. So that's all I have to say. Let's get into it. I have a slutorial. Slutorial.
Cute. Slutorial.
I'm making the big bucks, baby. Slutorial for everyone. I love how I'm about to go into this. I'm going to start with like the most controversial thing ever, and people are going to be pissed. It shouldn't be, though. Okay. Ahegao. Ahegao is a term used in Japanese pornography for an exaggerated facial expression of characters, usually female, during sex. Let me explain what the fuck that means in layman's terms, because this is what I do. I am a professor, and I wish you guys could like fucking see my face because I would just show you. But basically what it is you cross your eyes. Literally, you go cross-eyed, stick your tongue all the way out, like touching your chin type shit, and then your eyes roll into the back of your head, okay? That is essentially the face. It's supposed to represent an orgasm or a super exaggerated face of pleasure. Some Pornhub thumbnail type shit. They use it a lot in anime, I believe. Well, actually, I have an anime expert.
Yes. Here. Yes, you do. And I would like to correct you, actually. It's hentai. Hentai is what they call anime porn, basically.
Okay, so it's hentai from here on out. Yes. Got it. The reason this face has gotten so much flack and has a bad rep is because Belle Delphine has made this face insanely popular to the mainstream. For those of you guys who don't know who Belle Delphine is, she is a highly, highly controversial sex worker. And the reason she's so controversial, I mean, there's like fucking 700
things. A million reasons.
Yeah, but she fully resembles and embodies a little girl. She has braces, pigtails. She's also just like her body type, super petite and little, just all of it. She looks like a young girl, and she does the fucking ahegao face literally all day, every day, all over Instagram. It's everywhere. But if you separate the face from that, and the face existed way before she did. The face is purely a sexual expression and has nothing to do with being a little girl. I'm not gonna lie, I've done it before, and I just wanna say it works. The results don't lie. Let's just put it that way. I felt awkward doing it at first, 100%, but there's like an art form as to how to go about it. I dirty talk my way into it, like I do with everything in life. Stupid. But I start it off by dirty talk. I will say something along the lines of, you make me come so hard, my eyes roll back, can I show you?
Yeah, or like, you know, be like, oh my God, like, I'm so close. Like, I'm about to come. And then make the face.
Okay, yes. Yes. I mean, either way, my suggestion is don't just make the face out of nowhere and set it up. Set yourself up for success. I don't know what the fuck it is that sends dudes into overdrive. Go in front of the mirror and practice this shit. Tongue out. All the way, overly exaggerated, eyes crossed, and proceed to roll your eyes into the back of your head.
I think, personally, it's empowering. Like, any time a woman can claim pleasure for themselves, I think it's a good thing. I mean, like, obviously the face has been extremely exaggerated through things like TikTok and, right, you know, Belle Delphine. But I think anytime a woman can express an orgasm is something worth talking about.
Yes. Yes. I fucking love that. So with that said, go home and try this because I have seen it work. I know it works. Belle Delphine knows it works because she's making like, what, $1.2 million a month? And that's her signature. Go do some ahigao. I'm telling you, your sex life is about to go into a whirlwind of ecstasy tonight. Try it tonight and get back to me and just tell me how hard your guy came. Because I love nothing more than waking up to morning DMs saying that. All right, let's get into Galentine's Day. I know this is what you have all been waiting for, and trust me, I know what the fuck is coming up, but we are going to remix it a little. This year, we are celebrating Galentine's Day because fuck Valentine's Day. It is about the girls.
The girls, the gays, and the theys.
I love a PC bitch. And the sleuths.
Boom.
Boom, bitch. We're so self-indulgent. Listen, every Valentine's Day I've spent with a boyfriend has either been a letdown or it's just been plain stupid. Like, the hotel room, and you go back to the room, and there's rose petals in the shape of a heart laying on your bed, and there's candles lit. Like, it's so cheesy. Like, it makes me want to cringe. The whole thing, honestly, is just stupid to me. Galentine's that I have spent with my girlfriends getting fucked up, talking shit, has been 100 times more fun than an actual Valentine's Day. And I mean that sincerely, like for real, for real. Just look at the entire concept of the day. It is fucking stupid. And I know I sound bitter because I'm getting fucking cheated on. But I really mean this. You get super excited because you think Brad is going to finally stop being a piece of shit and become Prince Charming and pick you up on his horse. No, he is going to get you shitty, stale, 90% milk chocolate bullshit and a teddy bear he found on the floor at CVS. Maybe a balloon, if you're lucky, if you sucked the dick good that night. Unless he is paying your rent, buying you a new Dior bag, or funding your fucking business, you are probably going to be disappointed. I know I'm going to be disappointed. This is why we are doing things differently this year. So, in honor of Galentine's, I have put together a little goodie bag of shit for under $50. Live it the fuck up with your best girlfriends or gay friends or they friends. Number one, and this is the universal step to anything in life, whether it be Valentine's Day, President's Day, take your kids to work day, you name it, cheap wine. Dude, it sounds like I'm about to do an ad. I'm not. Literally cheap wine. Guys, you can find some good cheap wine for around $12. Get two bottles. Fuck that. Get 8 bottles and chug that shit. Number two, a drinking game. Literally anything can be a drinking game if you are creative enough.
Like, just take a shot every time Sophie and I say the word like, and you will be absolutely belligerent.
But seriously, Cards Against Humanity, any of those fucking games will be so much fun to play while you're getting drunk and talking shit about all of the shitty guys in your life, all of the Gregs,
the Brads
that you've had to deal with. Number three, food. Usually candy when it comes to Galentine's Day, Kit Kat, Starburst, Sweetheart Ropes, the cherry ones. That's the best candy in the entire world. Snickers, Reese's, Pussy, it all tastes the same. Number four, anything self-care. Guys, go into Marshall's or TJ Maxx. There is endless good shit for under $5. I am serious. Body scrub, face mask, lotion, all of it. Cheap. Buy it. Number five. This is my favorite one. Masturbation. This can be free because maybe you don't have any toys available. And I think this is an amazing fucking day to explore your sexuality. Galentine's Day is the day to do this. You and Rebecca have been best friends for years, and you're two bottles deep into that Pinot Grigio, and she's looking hotter than Brad ever has. And maybe this is the day you finally leave men for good. Wink, wink. Who knows? So that is your instructional. With that said, I just want to touch on the topic of gifts. I have had some people write in asking if they should get presents for someone they just started dating or are just hooking up with. No! Fuck no!
No.
Bottom line, if women are listening to this and you are the girl that is just fucking a guy or just started dating a guy, you should absolutely not, under any circumstances, I don't care what the fuck they are, I don't care if he's has 2 days to live or he asks you to listen to a Nickelback album or pulls out a fucking ukulele or a guitar to sing Oasis. What is that fucking song? So maybe. I don't
Wonderwall.
Care.
Ukulele.
I don't care what the circumstances are. Women, don't get him a present. Men are still under the impression that they rule the world and that any girl that gives them even the slightest bit of attention or show for a second that they like him, they will run for the hills. So keep the little present in your pocket, fucking give it to your dad.
That being
that's
said,
that's awkward. Give it to your dad.
For Valentine's Day, it's kind of sweet.
I mean, depends on the present.
That being said,
okay.
When it comes to giving your man a Valentine's gift, mm-hmm. I do think it should be 50-50.
Okay.
You give your man a blowjob,
mm-hmm.
and he gives you Valentino.
Yes! Valentino! I fucking love that. That's actually what I was about to say, Alex. He, on the other hand, should absolutely be getting you something. Even if you're just fucking, even if you guys just started dating, flowers at the very least. But also, I mean, if you want to be like a real bitch and like a woke bitch, Valentino.
Yeah, shoes wouldn't hurt.
Louboutin. I mean, something.
Red bottoms. Let's go.
Wow, you're like hurting my whole I'm not greedy. Just kidding. I am fucking greedy. That's the brand.
Yeah,
I'm greedy as fuck.
Your name's Sophia with an F, right?
Yeah. But if you are in a situation where you have a boyfriend or a husband or someone you know is for real, then there are some presents that you can give them, and let's talk about it. Anything sexual. Literally anything sexual. A dude wants you in lingerie over a watch.
Yes.
He wants you naked sucking his dick over cologne. Like, that's just always how it's going to be. Men are disgusting, and so keep that in mind, okay? I remember one time I did a threesome with my ex-boyfriend, and I framed a picture of me, him, and the girl we did a threesome with.
No, you didn't.
To put on his nightstand.
Oh, my God.
So if you want to be that crazy bitch, then do that. What are gifts that girls would give dudes that would make them run for the fucking hills? A promise ring.
A promise ring, yeah, I was going to say that.
Girls, if you're thinking about being super sweet with the guy you're dating and you give him a promise ring or a letter, a poem, like if you give this dude anything handwritten expressing your love to him, he's gone out of your life. future plans, like getting him tickets to go to Bali in 2022 is like, he will literally get a restraining order. I know it sucks. Society should not work this way, but like, those are the presents you shouldn't give.
Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town, and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go into questions/advice. The shit that you guys submitted this week, I'm flabbergasted. I'm in shock. It's absolutely insane. So let's get into it. Number one. Sleuths, my boyfriend of 2 years did something game-changing in bed tonight. It might seem like a small thing, but it was just enough to add a new level of seduction. We got those trendy color-changing room lights over quarantine, and when I got home today, after being gone for a few days, he turned the color to a hot pink and told me to put on my lingerie. Then we fucked, and it was some of the most memorable sex we have had yet. And we have had a lot of sex. Go, girl. Try something new, even if it's simple and seems minimal, because it is a totally fun way to spice up sex, especially when it's during a long-term relationship. Hoo! Hootie-hoo! This is phenomenal. I am picturing fucking when the entire room is like a neon pink. It's a little bit darker. It just makes it feel like you're fucking on the set of a music video. That's what I got from
it. Yes.
And I could see how just this little thing would change up the entire game. I also think this is an amazing thing to do for Valentine's Day. This is a simple, cheap, easy thing that you could just be like, hi, honey, come into the bedroom. And he's like, holy shit, where am I? What planet am I on? I don't know what it is, but shit looks fun.
Yeah, and like, I've totally seen the red light thing. Like, I see all over TikTok, like, when you're trying to make a thirst trap, you do the red light.
Oh.
And, you know, I've dabbled in the red light, but hot pink?
Wait, I did not know that was a trend.
Yes, it is.
So what, you, like, do, like, a selfie?
No, it's, like, a thirst trap with the red light. It's, like, supposed to be sexual.
Oh, my
but
God.
But hot pink? I would be next completely level. In my element with hot pink.
Me
I
too.
Love that. I love that.
Also, I feel like it would make your body look hot.
Should we try it?
Yes, 100%. Two cousins, hot one pink light.
One light.
Two cousins, one light.
Yes.
Pornhub, if you want 2 million hits, don't contact us because it's never going to happen. All right, let's do the next question.
Wait, can I read one?
Yes, you can read
okay.
it.
Number two. My ex made me wait 1 year to have sex with him. He didn't have an STD, he was not gay, he was not a virgin, and he was not a weirdo. He never said no, he just never initiated and could never get it up once we realized it was about to go down. I literally forgot I was not having sex with my own boyfriend. It was that long. He was dead ass scared of me. Then the same thing happened to my best friend for even longer than a year. Why is this a thing and why are we not talking about it?
Okay. First off, I just want to say he is not scared of you. Women tend to blame anything that goes wrong during sex on themselves. Like, literally, a guy could have an aneurysm or a heart attack balls deep in your pussy, and a girl would be like, oh my God, like, did he have that heart attack because my pussy smells bad? That's literally how we are. I mean, I know I've done it. So that's the first thing. He is not scared of you. Do not make it about you. Second, I could be wrong, but I have a sneaking suspicion that he has been trying to avoid sex that long because he knew that when it came down to it, he would not be able to get it up. And that could be for a ton of reasons. You said he's not gay, so check that one off. He could be on medication. He could just suffer from impotence. There are so many reasons, but it just seems a little too coincidental that he tries to push sex off for a year, and then when it comes down to it, he can't get hard. With that said, I mean, was that like the first time you guys tried to do it after 1 year? Because maybe you could blame that on nerves. That I get. But if it's happening every single time, there's something else going on there. Okay? And last thing, moral of the story is when it comes down to it, it doesn't matter. It matters if you are happy with your sex life with him. If you are okay with maybe just oral or not having sex frequently, or I mean, I guess they're not having sex at all. If you're cool with that, because I know there are women that are totally fine with that. I mean, again, women a lot of times cannot come just by sex. If you're cool with it, then it doesn't fucking matter. If it's an issue, you need to bring it up to him. Okay? Okay. Next. This is a quick story that had me rolling on the floor because what the actual fuck. Okay. Hi there. Just thought you would find some entertainment from the story of the time I almost got shot while in the tanning bed. Basically, I was a senior in high school and going to the tanning bed like I did every single day after school. I strip down and lay in the tanning bed. I'm in there for a few minutes when I hear the loudest bang, and then the lights start flickering in the tanning bed and the bed starts smoking. Oh my God, I'm like terrified. I immediately hear some man yelling at the door if I was okay. My naked ass got dressed as fast as possible and I got outside. This is when I find out that the old man in the tanning bed in the room next to mine had a gun that had accidentally went off and went through the wall into my tanning bed, hence the smoke. We also found the bullet lodged into the tanning bed like 6 inches. Oh my God, I don't even remember this part. 6 inches under where my head was. The police had to open an investigation to make sure he wasn't trying to kill me or himself, but nothing ever came of it. On the bright side, I got free tanning there for a month. Bottom line, I guess I should have just listened when people told me that tanning beds are dangerous.
What the fuck? Like, as if being in a tanning bed in general wasn't terrifying enough. Like, I swear, every time that door comes down, I was like, this is it.
Wait, me
too. This is where it ends.
Oh my God. I thought that was just me being like neurotic crazy. So no. That's a thing.
Yeah, I was like, this is a tombstone. I'm like,
right.
Yes.
Oh my fucking God. Okay. Tanning beds, terrifying. The fact that it was 6 inches away from her head. And also, the tanning salon gave her free tanning for 1 month.
Like, oh my God.
I mean, it doesn't cost them that much to run the fucking bed. She should have had like a lifetime supply of free tanning.
Yeah, what? Please tell me you got some more form of compensation.
A tanning lotion.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
They throw in a tanning lotion. Come on.
All right, last but certainly not least, everyone needs to listen the fuck up. Hi, Sophia. I have a trick/tip. Every time I would start seeing a guy and it started getting spicy, I would only initiate a nude if I knew he was going to be hanging out with his friends. So that when he opens it, his mind is now occupied on me because I just gave the dog a bone. Usually he ends up going into the bathroom and then I'll send a couple more tease pictures. Then completely ghost. Damn, who is this girl? Fucking savage. Until he was alone or begging me to come over. Okay, so she would ghost until he was begging. Love that. If you do this often enough, you are basically conditioning him to think about you every time he goes out. I have been with my boyfriend for about 2 years and I still do this. A little nude goes a long way. Love you.
Okay, Pavlov. Coming with the classical conditioning. I see you.
Yes, bitch. Fucking psychology 101.
Yes.
That is so good. I think I've subconsciously have done this in a really toxic way where, like, if I feel like he's, like, out with the boys being shady, I'm like, let me remind him of me. That's kind of some shit I would do. But this is like coming from a place of power. If you want to go out with your boys, you will not forget about me for 2 fucking seconds. Here are my tits and my ass and my pussy.
Well, yeah. And then on top of that, every single time that you go out with the guys, you're going to be feeling that
boner.
Exactly. Literally the boner, thinking like, damn, you know, like.
Yes.
My girl has a real nice body.
And that way, you know, if he has, like, fucking Miss Arizona while he's out with the boys in Tucson, if he has Miss Arizona go up to him, flirting with him, like, rubbing on his shoulder and his dick. Okay, Miss Arizona would never go up to someone and rub on their dick. I fully apologize to the pageant, if that's what it's called. But you get what I'm saying. If a girl goes up to him and is flirting, the only thing he's thinking about is the pussy shot you sent him 2 minutes earlier. This is brilliant, amazing. Anyone listening, send the nudes only and only if he is out trying to get drunk with his boys. All right? He doesn't get the nude otherwise.
No.
All right, that is it for this lovely Thursday. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I think there was a lot to take in on this episode. Lots of shit to try. I love you guys so much. Alex?
If you guys want to hear more from me or see more of me, you can follow me on Instagram at @AlexFranco_meow.
Meow. Love. And you can follow me. You guys know Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y. I'm on all the social media channels, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn. Just kidding. I'm actually not on fucking LinkedIn because that would be quite the resume. In a bad way, not a good way, guys. That's not the fucking point. Go to SophiaFranklin.com. I have super cute merch. You can find my episodes there. But the most important thing and the biggest takeaway is please, please, please rate the show 5 stars and subscribe because that is how I continue being a fucking sleut. Okay? I love you guys so much. Happy Galentine's Day. Does not matter if you're single, if you're married, if you're getting cheated on like me. We're all gonna have a blast. Love you. Bye.
Bye.